This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And these are giants.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This is Giant Month.
I don't know if it's quite a month. It's like 2.5 weeks. It is a little bit more than Giant Fest.
I didn't expect this to be a thing. Like, I forgot that every single giant gets so much. And this might be our last one of these, I think. Like, it's not like we're gonna have, like, you know, whale month. Like, there's a couple different kinds of trolls, there's a couple different kinds of goblins,
like there's golems, but I think even golems are going to be even better. Like, I've gone ahead and read the golems because I love a golem.
Yeah, the golems are pretty neat.
Yeah,
it's also, you know, they have really, boy, there's the necrophidius in that, man. Like, the golems are going to be cool. It's right before the grells. The giants I'm pretty bummed out by.
Yeah.
this is gonna suck.
Well, we can speed up. We don't just have to do two. I liked the idea of doing two.
We can definitely do two. I'm just saying, like, this is one of those things where very minor changes get their entire new entry, and like the ecology section is two paragraphs about what they like to eat and no interesting adventure hooks.
Right. It's all about what kind of flesh they prefer.
Yeah.
And like, generally they could just have giant, comma, clean and giant, comma, messy.
Yeah. There are lots of messy boys.
Yeah, lots of messy giants.
So we're starting out with cloud giants, who are big mountains. Some of them, the evil ones mostly, live on enchanted castles in the clouds.
I'm down.
I'm way down.
Yeah.
Some of them just live in the mountains. There are like six different fucking kinds of mountain giants in this book.
Yeah.
Like, mountains where there happen to be clouds, though.
Mm, yes.
Okay, give me a goddamn break.
Like, do they all have the same dating site, or do each of them have their own?
Yeah, you think you just go to like Giant Grinder?
Oh no!
And not the kind of giant grinder you order from Jimmy John's, but the kind of giant grinder you log on to when you want to log off.
I was thinking about if you're trying to smoke a bunch of weed.
Is a grinder, is that a weed thing?
I'm a neophyte of this. I believe that you order some kind of device in order to turn the bud, I think, or the nug from some kind of larger unit down into something that is easily smokable.
And the device is called a grinder?
Yeah, like a weed grinder is a thing. You can get one that's shaped like a Pokeball. It's no big deal.
I just assumed you just like cut those. Do you have to grind it? Why wouldn't you just use like a pair of scissors?
I don't know. I think that you want to get like a consistent, I think you want to get a consistent kind of feel. I don't know. Maybe you don't want your fingers to stink. God,
do we
stinks.
Not stink enough pot for Dungeons and Dragons? Like,
are we not?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. I don't know. I did not realize that was a grinder. I just knew the sandwich and the
anonymous the sex app. Yeah.
Yeah. The anonymous sex app for Lacedons.
Yeah.
So yeah, these guys, they also love silver.
Yep, they do. They love silver. They like wine. They fancy themselves to be tacticians. This is like if Frasier ended up being 20 feet tall. Like,
it looks a little like Frasier too.
Yep. So he's a little bit Kelsey Grammer-ish.
Yeah. Cloudy Grammar. The silver thing, whenever they take a monster in this and they give it like a very intelligent score, mm-hmm. but then they just make them obsessed with the material to the, you know, the exclusion of all other things, and it described the, you know, the compromises they'll make for that material. Mm-hmm. I always kind of roll my eyes like, how smart can you be if you're just like, ooh, I love tungsten, you know, give me that tungsten. I just want it.
Let me back that Kickstarter for a tungsten cube.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't put tungsten in your veins,
tungsten,
Gary.
Checks in.
God, save those episode edits for the end of the episode. We can't just peter out, Gary. This is we're in the fucking desert, okay?
I know. Ration. let's get to the cyclops skin, aka cyclops skin.
Yeah. No, but the cloud giants, they're uppity, but they know that they're not as good as storm giants. And boy, oh boy, you will think that the storm giants are going to be the fireworks factory.
They're
nope.
Not. They're so not like this. There are multiple entries. They're just like, you know, it's
cower
the
before the storm,
like,
giants.
Listen, I know this is kind of lame, but just wait until we get to storm giants. Like, I waited. I went along with you on this ride. And
I like the idea that this was written like just entry by entry. Like, okay, mm-hmm. Arakokra, here we go.
Yeah. Like sitting down and writing it in order.
Just cracking their knuckles.
How old were you when you realized that movies were not shot in the order they appear?
Oh, man. I don't know.
That was a hard revelation for me. I was like, why wouldn't you just sit down and just do the story?
I don't know that I ever realized it.
I'm going to blow your mind, buddy.
Yeah, no. I don't know that I ever labored under that assumption or like that. Like there was never like a realization. I remember like when I was in high school and like getting acquainted with the way films worked, because I was looking to go to school for that, like realizing that Little Miss Sunshine was shot in sequence and how much of a rarity that was, like, kind of blew my mind. Like oh, that's really hard to do. That's kind of crazy. I don't know that I ever like thought that they were shot in sequence before that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What's up with these Cyclopses?
The Cyclopes, they're big and dumb. They're the messy boys to the Cloud Giants Clean Boys. Gary, since we're pairing these up, let's play Odd Couple.
Oh, okay. Like what happens if they live together?
Yeah, they're roommates.
Like, I would like to throw a boulder. Not me. I'd like to find some silver.
Yes. Oh, do not throw your cigar onto the sidewalk. Pray tell.
What? Cyclop, bring a boulder of silver.
Yeah. But these are just like big hairy animals. They've got a single eye. Something that I love about these entries, and we're going to see this a couple of times among the dumber ones, like occasionally the Cyclops with one eye will be king in the land of the blind. They will talk about an intelligent or charismatic member of their ranks rising up to lead a clan of all of these, just unpleasant, miserly loners.
It's just an adventure hook for why you might have a bunch of Cyclopses.
Right.
Coming after you, because otherwise they just stick, keep to themselves. Like they're not good guys.
No.
By any means. But like they are not, they have no reason to come, come to your village or anything. They're gonna get hunted to extinction. The weird thing about this is Cyclops kin are 90% of this entry.
Right.
Which are just like little boys. Like this is just a tall guy. it's like a tall idiot. What if there was a tall idiot? He's 7.5 feet tall. Like
what if he existed a tall idiots?
Yeah, and then there's just the really tall idiot at the end.
Like the larger versions of their slightly more common cousins. So I didn't realize I was reading about the Cyclops kin until I got to like the true Cyclops. Talk about burying the lead. Like tell me about their diminished cousins.
Yeah.
Later
this is like, I feel like I'm doing charity by reading this entry.
Like is this what nepotism feels like in the Monstrous Manual?
Yeah. Yeah, like, oh, you have to get my little kin a job. he's not going to be good at this, but you can find something for him in the mail room, right?
Yeah. No.
He just keeps holding, like, hurling mailbags at you. He gets, like, paperboy, but where you get the entire neighborhood's mail and it goes through your front fucking living room wall.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.